All right, so I'd like to go ahead and call this quarter three 2021 meeting to order on here on September 26th at 9:34 a.m. Mountain Time. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We've got a few things to go over today in today's meeting, including the introduction of an amendment to the bylaws, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But let's start us off with just sort of, let's suggest off the first agenda item here is the DEF CON 29 report, and I will defer to Mr. Secretary, who is actually there.
All right, so the DEF CON 29 report, it's already been, it's only been a little bit over a month. All in all, it was a pretty good success. The main objective this year was to keep testing going, which was kind of the primary because it was a bit of a laid-back year. We had a total of, I think it was 5 presentations. They all went quite well. Attendance in the village was pretty good throughout all 3 days. A lot of people were asking questions and getting licensed. As you saw, I believe we got, I wish I had this number memorized, but I don't. Let's pull up the number here. A lot of people licensed, a lot of exams administered. And we're kind of spreading the word of ham radio throughout the hacker community. I think it was B-Sides Kansas City just formed their own group, which was pretty cool to see. But we also sold a lot of badges, which means club funds, and that will be in the club once we establish our 501c3 status. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Yeah, I think, do you have the number offhand? I think it was just over $1,000.
It was a little bit over $1,000. That surprised me. It was a really good surprise. And we are looking forward to next year. And it's still next year.
Cool. We had a question from W4PHO.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if any of those were still available. I didn't even realize there was badges for sale when I was there.
It's patches, not badges.
Or patches. Yeah, patches. Sorry. Gotcha.
Dude, count me in for one.
Flush the patches.
We'll PayPal money wherever.
Yeah, and once we finish like the incorporation and all that good stuff, we're actually gonna send out I think packets to every member, including a patch. So. And then we'll probably be able to set up like online to just people, if people want them, they can donate more for additional ones.
Nice. All right. I will shut my pie hole.
Nope. No. That's good. I mean, and I think we still have maybe 200 patches left at this point.
I got a case unopened, so 50. I got 50.
So I got maybe 200 or 250 left. So
cool. I guess I'll transition straight from there to the GERCON report, if that sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
That's okay. So if you haven't heard, we also did testing at a Grand Rapids hack convention called GERCON. Fairly last second, but let's see, I think we administered 15 exams. I think only 4 passed. Grim can correct me if I'm wrong. But because it was the last second, it was pretty good. A lot of people were happy to see us there. A lot of people were asking if we're going to be there next year, including the organizers. And so we already are coming up with a lot of plans because now we know that there are going to be hams at GERCON. We already have ideas for more testing, workshops, presentations, and a ham in a day class. I also got to give away some stuff. I gave away a ham. That was pretty fun. Sold some more badges. The exact amount of money that was made was $60 in my hand right here. That's probably used to cover shipping to bring all this stuff back to Colorado, plus give the change back to Eric. Those are all from patch sales. And I think that's all I can think of for this moment. So thanks to Graham for helping out with that, as well as Grant, who's not with us today. Back to El Presidente.
Cool. Yeah, no, it was good to see us get into another event. And at the very least, we covered all of our expenses with that. So that's good. Next up on the agenda here is DEF CON 30. Normally, we don't even start talking about next year's DEF CON until January when the call for villages opens. Zant, the village lead, has actually reached out to me already. They're actually trying to pre-approve returning villages early this year. So we've already told them that we do plan on returning. And that's kind of as far as that is going right now. So we actually might be an approved village pretty early on this year, which would be great for planning. So, yeah. Woo-hoo. So that's good. I'll keep folks informed as we see more info from villages. All right. Let's see. So I don't know if we have a report from the treasurer on kind of what the latest is on incorporation, and then Justin already mentioned kind of we got some money from DEFCON, but
yeah, I got some updates for everybody. Long time no see. I apologize for being away, but I am back. Things are going well with the incorporation. Sorry, that's my coffee maker. Been working with the CPA. We've got our registered agent already approved at no fee. They're not going to charge us because we're friends and family. And so they said that basically all these meetings that we do prior to being incorporated matter. it is good practice for us, though, to have. There are a couple of changes that they suggested we make to our bylaws. I'll be posting that to our group here later this afternoon. And there probably is going to be some more changes that we need to make to them as well. they gave us the CPA has an option for us to try to expedite the process. So I don't know if we're how quickly we care about becoming incorporated. I think the fee was $140 to try to expedite everything. So we can decide if we want to go that route or not. And I think that's about it for now.
Cool. Thank you, Chris. Do you have a sense of timeline on expedited versus not? Like, is it like just a little few more weeks, or is it like, oh, let's take an extra 6 months? Or do you know?
It's basically like up to a month quicker than non-expedited. Okay. Just because the feds are so slow at the moment.
Check. Cool. Okie dokie. I think that concludes all reports and business, all the stuff. So moving on to new topics. That was actually a great segue, Chris, into the First Amendment to our bylaws. I dropped it in the Clubhouse chat. There's also a link directly on handvillage.org under the club. There's a link to the proposed amendment number one for the bylaws. In reviewing the docs as we're getting ready to do the incorporation, I realized we kind of set things up a little bit different from what we originally intended. And our verbiage is actually such that the entire club has to vote on like procedural and policy changes and things like that. And as Chris alluded to, like we're probably going to make a few revisions and things like that. This amendment, and let me actually just screen share it real quick. So we can go right to it. Just clarify some of that. Changes the wording on voting, that the club members have all rights to vote in elections, but the day-to-day sort of business votes just need to go to officers. Otherwise, anytime we need some sort of administrative change, it's like, you know, months process in order to actually do it and need the entire club to vote on it. And I don't think most people have any intention of
seeing your screen share, man. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Intention of having to deal with the day-to-day stuff, right? Like, we want folks to be more worried about, like, you know, doing fun ham stuff. All right, so I'll just go over this real quick. So the changes are highlighted in yellow. So we're establishing a separate officer membership level that's just automatically conferred to officers. And they have voting rights for all business matters. We then cleaned up the language around regular benefactor membership and supporter membership, instead of saying on all club matters, which is all the business stuff, to all club elections. The other changes were also our proposed changes to move to business meetings monthly, just to make things a bit more smoothly, and the additional meetings could be called by two officers as well as five club members. Those are the only changes in this amendment. So voting for this amendment will be open today in the voting booth, and it will be open up through the next business meeting in October. Does anyone have any questions on this? All right, hearing none, we can go ahead and move on. So again, yeah, voting booth will be open after the meeting for voting on this amendment. Next is officer elections. We are in that season. Also after the meeting today, the election voting period for 7 days will be open for officer elections. All the nominations have been duly processed. We do have an election necessary for every position. Cast your votes wisely. As always, you can vote. It's an anonymous vote. You can vote for one person for each position. In the event someone wins multiple positions, it will be their choice as to which one they want to assume, but they can only assume one office. So, any questions on elections? The only other thing I have for this meeting, I think, is exact schedule of next meeting. I think we talked about doing it in sometime early to mid-October. I don't know if people have a preference here. You can certainly throw things in chat if evenings work better, weekdays, weekends. You know, it's kind of tough across the time zones getting everybody to the time that works, but. Go ahead, Nate.
I'm on like the fourth Sunday of the month at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 9:30 Mountain, 10:30 Central, 11:30 Eastern. Work for folks. Just throw it out there. Get her done.
Yeah, I mean that generally works for me. I will put it in the chat. Maybe we'll have like an informal poll in like the.
What day?
The fourth Sunday of the month. In this case, in October, would be the 24th.
Yeah, it should be good with me.
They're in the same time.
I have made the motion.
I make a motion that our next meeting, at least our immediate next one, will be October 24th at 8:30 a.m. Pacific.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed?
It's kind of biased for those who are showing up now and can't make it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We actually do have a good showing. I think this is
yeah.
Any other and if someone says, you know, we can move it, right? I mean, we can all agree via Discord to move it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
This just puts that line in the stand in the sand to start the conversation. That my time works.
Yeah, and that'll be the next meeting that we can go from there. Cool. Thank you, Nate. All right. Do any other officers have any business?
Nothing else for me.
Okay. All for me.
Is there any other business from any other members they'd like to discuss? Okay. I make a motion to close the business meeting.
I second said motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. I call this meeting closed at 9:48 a.m. Mountain Time. And you can go ahead and stop Craig from.
All right, get out of here, Craig. I can find where you are. Oops.